The Atlanta Braves are in a historically woeful season this year. They have won only 9 games in 37 times on the field. Yesterday, the team fired manager Freddy Gonzalez after 5 seasons on the job. John Nelson returns. He's one of our correspondents for GPP Sports. Hi, John.
Hello, Celeste.
Surprising anyone?
No, probably just how long it took for them to actually do it, because there was one train of thought that if things were so bad at the end of last season, why not do it then? And then this season, why do you do it on the road in Pittsburgh instead of at home on an off
day? So you're saying it wasn't a question of if, but when.
Correct. And the plank was always there. It was just a matter of when they were going to kind of poke him in the back with the sword and sit there and go, there's the water, jump in.
Okay, how much influence does Freddy Gonzalez have on the team? In other words, what will it change once he's gone?
Not much, because bad is bad right now, and what the Braves are trying to do is rebuild, and they've done it since pretty much 2014, trying to get rid of all the higher-priced talent, bring in the younger guys that they've built through the minor league system and through trading some of their veteran guys to get highly touted prospects, like the Shelby Miller deal where you bring in guys and build it that way, like the Houston Astros.
They're trying to play money ball.
Right now, yeah. And the way that Houston built, the way that Kansas City has built with Dayton Moore, the former assistant GM of the Atlanta Braves, to build it that way from within, as opposed to spending boatloads of money and bringing in guys and doing it like the Yankees and the Red Sox. You build bottom up as opposed to top down.
Although the Yankees have been very successful with that model of just stealing
degree,
the best talent
right,
from other teams.
They have, but in the last years, some of the transactions that they've made, the guys have ended up old and broken, and they haven't made the runs that they've been making in the past like they did 70s, 80s, and 90s. So you see what happens, and right now the way to do it is building from within.
But if the Braves were playing really well
I was gonna
and
say,
winning.
Which they're not doing, yeah.
Yeah. We'd all be talking about how brilliant Freddy Gonzalez is
and how great he is at his job, would we not? We'd be talking about how brilliant the approach was to have the minor league guys let him develop, which is what they're doing now, as opposed to starting that process back a couple of years ago. I mean, over the next couple of months and then into next year, you're going to see a lot of guys who have great minor league pedigrees. They've got great upside.
You're doing
air quotes,
but they can't see that over the radio.
Okay, so I'm doing air quotes. So the upside in air quotes with all of the minor league talent in air quotes, you're going to see these guys popping in over the next couple of months. You're going to see more of them coming in next year. And what the Braves front office is looking at is, okay, we're bad now, but we're building a long-term success. And, yeah, because we're on track to win maybe 43 games, we'll just kind of live with it right now, even though I don't even think the front office thought they were going to be this bad.
Yeah, okay. So does that mean that whomever we get for the next manager is not going to make much difference?
Well, you know, I would say that probably what the next manager is going to be is some combination of Braves guys. Eddie Perez, Terry Pendleton, Mark DeRozan.
People that are already there.
Yeah, people who are already in the system and know the system and are willing to take the hit in that first year in the shiny new ballpark up in Cobb County, but know that long term the success is going to come back.
Okay, John Nelson is a correspondent for GPP Sports. As always, thank you, John.
It's what we're here for.